It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
Here we go, podcast.
Here we go.
What's up, man? How you doing?
I'm good, buddy. I'm good. We have nothing to talk about on this podcast. Should we talk about this bass tournament?
Yeah, let's do that. Why not?
So I subscribe to a couple different magazines, which is just crazy for me because years ago I vowed never to subscribe to magazines ever again.
It's weird they're not cheap anymore. I saw the the old Star magazines, National Enquirer, or whatever. They're like $20 or something.
I think they've for subscriptions. It's really not too bad. Like what I pay for, I do American Angler and Fly Fisherman. Those are the two magazines that I do.
Those get sent to your house.
And they get sent to my house.
Every month?
Every month. Well, no. They do 2 months. So it's 6 issues a year every 2 months.
Nice.
But it's nice because they double up, and so I usually get 2 magazines. Anyway, they got ads in there for, different fly fishing excursions and, come to New Zealand. And they have to, and honestly, a lot of these packages are really nicely priced.
Mm-hmm.
But recently, just I was flipping through one of them, and I found this ad for this Texas fly fishing bass tournament.
Nice.
It's in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, God, that'd be fun. Love to go to. I've wanted to fish in Texas for a while. Never have.
So basically, what is it? Is it like it's like a full package that gets you the hotel? Or is it
you just enter the tournament and you find your own way? But the tournament is only $7 per person.
Seven?
70.
Oh, 70.
Only $70. First place is $1,200. And then all the way 6th through 10th is still $100. So if I get into 10th place.
So what determines first place?
So it's individual, boaters, you can do 1 to 2 person team, five fish photos, total length. So what you do is you catch the fish and it's all in real time. So you gotta download, there's an app that you use for it. Download the app. When you catch a fish, you take a picture of it, upload it, you measure it, and it's all about length. It's not, you could have the fattest, heaviest one. It's all about length.
Right.
Now they also do big bass in that sense. So I catch a fish. Take a picture of it, upload it, measure it, and then at the end of it, if I catch 5 fish, then that's the limit. It's just 5.
Mm-hmm.
You catch 5, you do the total of your 5 fish, which is also kind of tricky. Let's say you catch one. It's like, oh, it's not bad, but I think I can catch a bigger one.
Can you keep it and kind of trade as you go? Or do you,
I don't think so. I think it,
so. You have to decide if that's the one of the ones.
That's one of the ones. I'm pretty sure. I haven't gone over all the full rules because I could see like you got a live well and you catch a bunch of bass, then you just keep all the biggest ones and just take the pictures. But I think it's as you go. Either way, $70. Go do a fly fishing tournament for bass, which is fun. I've caught a lot of bass on my fly. It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of topwater stuff, which is great. It's May 2nd. It's on a Saturday, Lake Fork, Texas. I already looked. It's only 14-hour drive, 15-hour drive.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, man, that'd be so much fun. I have not done a fishing tournament ever in my life.
You know why you should do it? Because I can feel the excitement coming off of you right now. Like I can just feel it inside of you, how excited you are.
Well, I think it would be fun.
Awesome, man. You know what's cool about it? It's something different that you've never done.
Exactly.
It's something you're passionate about.
Yep.
You know, absolutely. You know, you don't hear about a lot of fishing tournaments.
No.
It's not like golf or like, you know, golf tournaments every weekend you can attend to.
It's a very niche market,
right.
You know what I mean? Because it's out there and there's big money in it for some of these professional fishermen. But something like that, $70, I have a pretty good, like if it was a trout fishing one, that's what I'm still learning.
Mm-hmm.
You know, still learning. I was going out with our buddy Sam and everything like that.
Yeah,
you still learn. I've caught some decent trout, but not like anything close to record breaking, but it's still fun. But like some bass, like that, I feel like I actually have confidence going to this tournament, especially fly fishing.
Because you've catched a bunch.
Yeah.
You know what it entails.
And just down in Texas too. And I'm thinking, you know what I could do? It's on a Saturday. I could take Friday off. I could maybe do like a drive down. I got that new camper.
Mm-hmm.
Drive down, camp halfway down, drive 7 hours, camp, drive another 7 hours, get down there, go do the tournament, drive back, camp.
It sounds like a pretty
good,
be awesome,
pretty
good trip,
man.
Honestly.
So I think I want to do that. And only $70 in hell. Even in like you said, 10th place still gets $100.
About
I make
this?
My money.
We leave the girls back, the girls do the show, and then you and I just do the 2-man.
Oh.
But I need to seriously like re-up on my fishing skills here, guys.
Why don't you just be my photo guy?
Right. Yeah, I'm probably a lot better at that.
You be there with the beers and the photos.
Right. Or we could cheat like Mike Long.
There you go.
Can we get into that a little
bit? I think we could do. Yeah, you were telling me about I honestly had no idea who this guy was.
So there's this guy. His name is Mike Long, and he was a famous fisherman sponsored out the ass, dude. Like hundreds of thousands of dollars off sponsors winning tournaments. He's like smoking people in these tournaments, and people are like, how does this guy do it, man?
Yeah.
You know? And so he's cheating, and he just got busted cheating. So there's a couple ways he was doing it. For instance, like the tournament we were just talking about.
Yeah.
It's all about length. So this guy would catch a fish. He would cut the tail off. Excuse me, Jesus. He cut the tail off of it. And then he would catch a bigger fish, cut the tail off that fish, and he would do kind of the magic thing with his hand. So when he was holding the fish up, he was holding the cut off tail in his hand and blocking where it was cut with his hand in the pictures.
Oh, my God.
So he was putting like 3-4 extra inches on each one of these fish with this magician hand he has with this tail hanging out the end of it. Dude, and you know what? It fucking worked for a long time.
Yeah.
Dude, the guy was making hundreds of thousands of dollars doing this. Another way he cheated, he was going out snagging fish. So he had this like weird lake that he would go out on.
Yeah.
Not a lot of people fished. And he would go, he had a live well built in his truck and his garage.
Man, that's
crazy.
So what
he would do, he would go snag fish all day, like a couple days before the big tournament, right?
Yeah, yeah.
He'd put the fish, keep them alive, string them. Put him in the live well in his truck, drive home, feed him, bulk him up a little bit, and then he would use those fish for the tournament. So he'd put him back in his truck. He would wait for everybody to go out on the boat in the tournament. He was always like the last one out, and which was suspicious to
which,
people.
Don't you think someone, how long has this guy been doing this?
Dude,
for
I'm
years?
Talking, like 10 years, I thought.
You think at some point someone would be like, hey.
And they did. And you know what it was? It was, a, I mean, everybody was kind of suspicious, but they couldn't really catch him. But this guy's kid, and I'm talking like a 13-year-old kid, went out and followed him one morning, like literally stalked him, followed him out to this lake and videotaped him snagging fish because he would do it in like a canyon.
Yeah.
So you couldn't really see it from the outside. But the kid went to the canyon, went up in the mountains and basically filmed him for like 5 hours fishing.
That's crazy.
Caught him red-handed, man.
Oh, my
God. So he got all of his sponsors taken. All of his money that he was winning like that past year, I believe, was taken from him.
Yeah.
Dude, he was going to the extent, this is fucking crazy, man. He was catching fish and putting certain lures in their mouth and taking pictures so that lures, the company that made the lures would sponsor him.
That's crazy.
Dude.
I mean, it's kind of genius.
It's kind of genius. But at the same time, dude, you know, you are pissing fishermen off. They entered because you got $70 for this tournament.
Yeah.
I bet you like a pro tournament is
probably
pretty pricey.
Well, and not to mention, like, even if you get to that level, you got sponsors paying for you.
Absolutely.
But that's because it's expensive.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's not cheap. Boats and maintenance and gear and everything. I mean, it's an expensive.
This guy made a living.
Yep.
Made a living off of cheating like that,
man.
It's crazy.
And at this point, too, he'd lose sponsorships, but would he have to pay back that money from before?
I don't know.
Because he could say, oh, I only did it this last year. Yeah. I'm sorry, I wasn't doing as well, so I started cheating now.
I bet you if you took him to court, you'd probably have to take that back. Another thing he was doing, too, or why people were getting suspicious, he did a two-man tournament one time, and he got this randomly paired.
Yeah.
So he got paired up with this guy because he would always bring his buddy when he was doing other two-mans.
Yeah.
So one tournament randomly got paired with a guy. And they didn't do well at all that day.
Yeah.
Like one of the days he doesn't do good. He gets randomly paired. And after the tournament, the guy was talking to all the other fishermen. And he's like, dude, he doesn't know how to fucking fish. He doesn't know what lures to use. He's asking me questions that I'm like, aren't you Mike Long?
Yeah.
Like the famous like first place winner throughout the past like 5 years. Didn't even know how to fish, dude.
He's got his little Snoopy pole. Like, is this going to work?
You know? And, like, the guys are just scratching their head. Like, how is this guy winning all these tournaments? But that's kind of a crazy story.
I love it, man. Well, maybe. We'll see how I do on this tournament. If I don't do well, then we'll start cheating.
I think you just go and do it right the first time.
You be my cheat guy.
Cheat,
you know? I'll send you down in scuba gear and you can sit and hold like big fish.
How about this? How about this? I got the drone, right?
Yeah.
You get a big fish. And it would be so easy. I could just drone them in and drop them into your boat. You know, raining, winning fish.
Oh, God.
Right. Is that a fish that just fell from the sky?
It's insane.
Right.
How'd that even happen? No, I think I really do think I'm going to do this. It's not terribly far away. I'm going to look for some other stuff here in Michigan.
You know what, man? You only live once, bro.
I know. It's only $70. Like, that's nothing. And they also have on Friday night, they have an optional big sunfish tournament.
Nice.
Dude, I have caught more goddamn sunfish on my little ultra, and that's some of the most fun I've ever had, is catching those. They will slam some topwater stuff.
I think you should, man. As there's certain things in your life that you read and you get excited about, and you're like, oh, should I absolutely go for it, man? Yeah. Why not?
I think I'm going to do it.
Why not? You 100% you're going to enjoy it.
Yeah. Yeah, I really will. That's a nice little trip, too.
Right.
And it's, can you imagine, what if I've won? And then I get a plaque that says world champion bass fly fisherman.
That motherfucker's going up on the wall here in the studio.
Right here. It's going right there. You know? Taking down that stupid Hummer photo. And it's going to be Brock. Oh, man. All right. Well, we'll figure it out. Maybe you go with me. We'll leave the ladies here. Right. We'll go be dirty fishermen for a weekend.
Maybe you can make that bass fleshlight you've always been talking about.
What are you going to do?
I came all the way to Texas to get the biggest bass I can.
They're interviewing me, so what? What are you going to do with that champion bass?
I'll tell you what I'm going to do with that bass.
I'm going to fuck it. Excuse me, what?
Sir.
You heard me.
Get the hell out of here.
You heard me. I'm going to take this fish, and I'm going to fuck it. Oh, good God. Well, we took a nice topic, and we just ruined it. Yep. Perfect. All right, everybody. Thanks for listening. Hey, good luck fishing, if all you fishermen out there, anybody listening. It's almost ice fishing season.
Yeah, you know, it doesn't stop here in Michigan.
No. Hell no. Man. All right. Well, that's going to do it for us, and we'll see you guys next time on the After Show Podcast.
Jeez, dude.